Godzilla.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
Hanley Ramirez, they handled the situation. I said this morning, they got to do something here.
I got to cut you off again, B. I'm sorry.
Why? What now?
Because we have actually got a delivery of fish and chips. Brazil.
Get out of here.
You're not getting me twice.
Don't get him twice. Don't do it. You got him twice, didn't you?
You think it's funny? It's going to be a long summer for you because I will wear you down. I got nothing but time, bro. Nothing but time. Then you're going to do it during a song?
So now the intern has brought in.
Yeah, like, real funny.
A bag of goldfish.
This kid has no clue of the room. Doesn't even
on a plate.
Understand.
He brought in a bag of goldfish and a pile of wood chips.
You know what?
In all seriousness, though, we set this up. We kind of wanted to have some fun with you. But in the meantime, of while we were setting it up, the receptionist came from upstairs.
Yes!
Somebody actually sent you a thing of fish and chips.
Wow!
Who did this?
I have no idea. It was from Uber Eats.
Oh, my God.
We had an anonymous fish and chip drop here at the studio.
There's got to be a name on it.
We weren't planning to have this payoff at the end. We were planning to just bust on him, but... Somebody actually, in the meantime, dropped it off.
That is so nice of our listeners.
Just one order, though.
I'm kidding.
Oh.
Well, we're going to share it. It's a big order. I mean, everybody's going to dig in.
We're all going to huddle around the plate.
I get the coleslaw. Intern, you're off the hook. What's his name again?
Colin.
He was just listening to Hardy and I.
He's following orders.
During this
song? You're going to do it during this song?
I'm so upset. I was really upset.
Yes, we know. We know you were.
Well, no, I mean, I wasn't upset nobody
brought
it.
Hey, before we get back to a couple of these Hanley calls.
Yeah.
Have you seen the rosters for this weekend's alumni game at Fenway?
I have not.
They haven't done this in 25 years.
I think Jim Murray read it once, so I heard it once. I didn't see it.
They haven't done an alumni game. You know, at Yankee Stadium, they do it like every year.
Yeah.
They call it Old Timers Day or whatever it is. The Red Sox used to do this. And they're doing it again.
Which I love. Yeah, it's kind of a cool thing.
If you go back on YouTube, I think there's a video on YouTube of Ted Williams, like in the 80s, during the old-timers game, nearly hit one into the bullpen. I'll try and find that today. Here are your teams. Jim will love this list. Jim will get excited about this list the same way I do. Here's Team Tiant. Louis Tiant will be the manager of this team. Oil Can Boyd.
Oh,
first
man.
One on the list. Brilliant. Lenny DiNardo.
Good guy. Really.
Sneaky good guy.
Keith Folk. Rich Garces. El Guapo. Mike Greenwell. Sam Horn.
Oh, my God.
Darren Lewis.
Sam Horn's like 500 pounds.
Mike Lowell. Derek Lowe. Julio Lugo. Rick Miller. Mike Myers.
The whore guy?
The lefty specialist out of the bullpen.
Mike, still throw a submarine?
Mike Myers. Dwight Evans will... manage the other team. It will have Wade Boggs.
Jesus.
Orlando Cabrera.
Huh.
Scott Cooper.
Ooh.
It's my favorite growing up.
Well, that's because he was the only all-star on the team.
Third baseman, right?
Yeah, like, I played third base. He played third base.
Back-to-back years, Scott Cooper was the Red Sox representative in the all-star game,
I
believe.
I had a white t-shirt, number 34 in the back,
Cooper.
And on the front it said, hot at the corner.
You used to hang out with him at the tent in Marina Bay.
Scott Cooper was eventually replaced by Tim Nehring.
Another guy that we used to hang out with.
93 wow. and 94, uh-huh. Scott Cooper went to the All-Star game. Jim Corsi.
Oh, Jesus.
Alan Embry. Johnny Gomes.
Oh, God.
Chris Howard. Why do I not recognize that?
Hold on. You read all these names, and one guy just ruins it for everybody.
What?
Gomes.
Bill Lee. Steve Lyons. Psycho. Pedro Martinez. Lou Maloney. Troy O'Leary. And Mike Timlin.
That's a good list.
That's a good list.
It's a really good list of two teams.
They're going to play it Sunday morning, I believe. I don't know what time. 10:30 a.m. There you go. Three-inning game. We'll start at 10:30 a.m. before the 105 start between the Red Sox and Braves. If you have tickets to Sunday's game, you can get in the park starting at 10 a.m. And you can get in and watch that game. The alumni game will take place 10:30 a.m. Sunday. Ryan's in Mansfield on Hanley Ramirez being let go by the Red Sox. Hey, Ryan.
How's it going?
How's it going?
Good. Fabulous. That was rhetorical.
My thought on the Hanley Ramirez decision is pretty simple based on J.D. Martinez's performance. He's doing exactly what we wanted Hanley to be, and it's made Hanley expendable at this point.
There is some truth in that. Okay, that was his point. J.D. Martinez being great makes this move easier.
Yeah.
Plus, Hanley has sucked for a month. It's part of it, too. Billy's in Waltham. Hey, Billy.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Hey, happy Friday. So, Hanley, I think this is a sneaky great move for the Red Sox. The guy was a dog. Look, he had one good year for the Sox, and it was the year Poppy was retiring. Every other year, he hit under 260, and he hit like 23 was his best home runs other than that year. He's the biggest. He doesn't even try. He's good when he tries, but he doesn't try. I can't stand him. I'm glad he's gone. It frees up at-bats for Blake Swihart. You get rid of the money. This is fantastic. Fantastic move for the Sox. Couldn't be better.
Do you think it's that good?
I don't think it's fantastic.
You think you get that excited over this?
All of a sudden it's going to catapult them? I mean, we just talked about them starting to play well again. You remember they went through a slump? Yankees caught them? Now all of a sudden you take the lead again? I think this is a dangerous, dangerous move.
I don't think it's dangerous.
I don't think you look at this and say this is a great move.
I would have preferred they find a way to keep him, but it's not dangerous. I would have liked them to keep him, but I don't think it's going to really hurt the team. That I don't believe. I just can't believe that there was no one before him that you would consider to get rid of before you got to him. He was top of the list. That's why I want to hear from Hanley. I want to hear from Dave Dombrowski on this. I want to hear from Alex Cora. Mm. I want to hear from everybody today.
Hanley will tell you.
I don't know when he's going to talk or if he's going to talk. But you're going to hear the Red Sox side of the events today at some point.
You think he was blindsided by this?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, Dombrowski's speaking at 3 o'clock.
Yeah. We'll hear from Dave Dombrowski later today. And we'll know what their version of events is.
I mean, but to term it fantastic?
I don't think there's any huge upside to this move.
Just
I mean,
based
yes,
on...
it locks in that they're not paying him the $22 million next year. That's a good thing. That I agree with.
What's the two things
you
could do for
this
you?
Was not... You didn't have to do this to have that happen.
He could only play first base or DH. So you look at guys like Bradley and Holt and Nunez. There's versatility there. And a cheaper. When have the Red Sox ever done this to save money?
They're not...
But this is like the reaction.
There's no immediate savings. There's
you
no
see it
money
all over Twitter. Everybody's like, "Oh, it's easy decision based on the money." What have they ever cared about money?
They're paying $45 million. I just saw this $45 million this year to Pablo, Ruznay Castillo, and Hanley.
Jesus. Oh my God! So why should Hanley suffer from the other two idiotic signings?
He doesn't.
I know he doesn't. He's still getting his money.
That's
but
just,
I'm
that,
saying
those are zero games played. John Henry's spending that money for zero games played.
Jesus.
Well, no, because he's got is that
the rest of Hanley?
The rest of Hanley.
Ruznay,
I was
going to
say,
Pablo.
Does that include Hanley's entire salary or just the rest of it?
No, just the rest of it.
Oh wow, $45 million in money that will be paid to not play for the Red Sox. That's a lot of money. I mean, it's not a lot of money. They can afford it. They can pay it. They're
it's
not
good
going
frugal
broke.
Move.
But what it means is that they don't have that money to spend on other players. Chris in the car. Hey, Chris.
Hey, being in Hawaii.
What's up?
Hi.
Hey, guys. So, just kind of, you know, what you, is our last few calls are saying, I feel like this is a move that was more Dombrowski saying, you know, he's not in our plans for next year. They didn't want that vesting option kicking in. So what is it, like 459 or 499 plate appearances or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Right, and he's not going to get that now, as we know.
Right, no, so that I think that's what the reason was. If he was hitting well, I think they'd have no problem with keeping him around and, you know, maybe build up his value and trade him before that. You know, but the fact that he you know, started, you know, going down the crapper this last month, they said, all right, see you later. We're not going to keep you, so.
That's true. Hanley did make it easy for them to do this. That's on him. He didn't hit for the last month.
That's a good point.
Can't do that.
No, there are points to this.
You open the door for something like this to happen when you batted basically 250 a year ago. You weren't very good last year, and you had one good month, and now you're kind of going down that path again. I bet they factored in last year's performance, a big part of the decision. We're talking about Hanley Ramirez. We're also talking about Game 6 for the Celtics tonight. We'll get back into that conversation coming up next.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. 98.5 The Sports Hub presents another Zolak and Bertrand Memorial Day Flashback. 2016.
But I guess the big indicator is that this is much different than it was last year at this time because Tom Brady pretty much did everything, took every snap with the ones.
You know what I would say to all this?
Relax.
Who gives a bleep? It's OTAs. I'm going to base anything on OTAs. Oh, my God. The good take. I believe I had a similar reaction this week when we did stats. We're going to look at OTA stats?
That's a good way to twist it to benefit your point.
No.
Yeah, great. High school sweethearts. Love was so brand new.
OTAs.
We took the vows of man and wife forever.
I don't care how you perform at OTAs. Ever. Same way the rookies. Oh, you know, you yesterday. Oh, I'm hearing this rookie and not doing so well. So? Who cares? He's there. He's out there learning. He's trying to get better. There. Yeah, he's not there.
Fraud.
It ain't about Brady. It's about team. Teams, though. Bob Nightingale summarizes the Hanley thing quickly. This is a good tweet. The Red Sox were responsible for $20.45 million in salaries to players no longer on their team this year. And they owed money, as we mentioned, to Pablo and to Alan Craig and to Ruzne Castillo. It says here they owed money to Adrian Gonzalez?
Still?
They probably deferred money in that contract, right?
Holy crap! They are still paying deferred money to Agon.
Mets still paying Bobby Bonilla, right?
The Mets are still paying Bobby Bonilla. I think that payment comes up, is it June 1st every year?
I think it's like around 4th of July, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, because July 1st. Yeah. 25 payments on July 1st to Bobby Bonilla. And he will get $1.19 million on July 1st once again this year.
Good to be him.
Bobby Bonilla.
Good to be him.
You know
him.
Why they did that, right? They were investing so much money in Madoff at the time that the Mets did the calculations on if they could keep the money. They owed Bonilla money, right. But they said, wait a minute, if we can keep the money and not pay him and defer them, we'll take the money we owe him right now, we'll invest it in Madoff, and we're going to make so much money on that initial investment that we can pay Bobby Bonilla $30 million or a little over $30 million and be still making a ton of money ourselves. Let's free up that cash and put it into Madoff. Yeah, that worked out. That's why they decided to do that. Okay. Celtics tonight, potential closeout game. For the Celtics in Cleveland. So feels good.
I do.
About the Celtics going into this game. Feels they can change their fortunes on the road. And you put a big part of this on Aaron Baines.
Well, I put a part on it because of the lineup limitations it's going to pose for Cleveland by starting Baines like you did the other night. But then you also get scared because it puts a little more pressure on Al Horford. I know Horford was really good the other night.
Well, I don't know if it puts pressure on him, but it frees him up.
Yeah.
If Baines is in the game, that creates a better situation for Al Horford to get things going offensively early tonight.
This could be a big bang it inside the Al game. I don't know. He'll step back and shoot, though. Jesus.
This part I would agree with, though. If you can get things going with Al early, Does that sort of take some of the pressure? And this is where I think the pressure is, those younger players. Brown, Tatum, Rozier, haven't been great on the road.
Did we say that in 3 and 4 and they got it into Murley? And he had one miss and then they never went back to him? Like the rest of that first half? Was that game 4? I can't remember.
They didn't get the matchups they liked.
I just think, you know, another game into it with Stevens and, you know, what he's up against. You know, it's him versus James, not him versus Lou. Because Lou's worried about what suit he's going to wear tonight. Should wear the gray one or the pinstripe? Or just go all black? Yeah, hey, well, we're black. We're going to a funeral. Yeah, we're going to bury him tonight. I don't know. I feel good about the Celtics tonight. I do. I think it's time. Time to close out a road game. Road win. Close out the series. Could you imagine that? Celtics win tonight, they would be the first team into the finals? Or you thought it may have been one of the West Coast teams? That series is what? 3-2 Houston?
Yeah, I get the Celtics closing about Sunday here at the Garden.
Mm.
Yeah, Sunday night. Big one. TD Garden. Hope I'm wrong. Hope it gets done tonight. But there's too big of a sample size of this team not playing well on the road in the playoffs. Let's go to Glenn. He's got a thought on the Red Sox. Hey, Glenn. Yeah, Glenn, we'll put you on hold. We'll try and get you back. Dylan is in Mendon on the Celtics. Hey, Dylan.
Hey, guys. How's it going? What's up, Zoe?
What's up, Dylan?
Hey, how's it going, guys? So I actually agree with Zoe. I think that the Celtics have a really good chance tonight, and here's why. First, kind of looking at game 4, where Jaylen and Tatum came out and they were kind of overplaying themselves. But if you look at the two games in Cleveland as a whole, there's, you know, 8 quarters of play. The Celtics lost the first 5 quarters, but then you start to see the team start to crack. And, you know, quarters 5 through 8, they started to win. I think tonight they go out, they win 4 quarters, they win the game. And, I'll take your answers off air. Have a good holiday weekend.
You
all
too.
Right, Dylan.
See you, Dylan.
Zoe's with you 100%.
Yeah. Not really much to answer there.
Nope. I don't have
the same points.
There.
Same points I had earlier in the show.
Neil is in South Boston. Hi, Neil.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Neil.
What's up, Zoe?
What's up?
So I hate this move by the Red Sox. It hurts them this year. For no reason did they have to get rid of Hanley. But Pedroia is so overrated. I literally hate this man.
Whoa.
You know, he's owed $56 million over the next, like, 4 years. Do you know how many extra base hits he had last year? 16. 16 over 400 at-bats. The only person happy about him is a fat toad, Pete Abe, gets his sores back.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Guy stinks.
Yeah, G-Bob.
I just hate him.
I think his name's G-Bob. Grand Baron of the Bathroom.
Copyright Jared Kravis.
Yep. Kravis came up with that one.
Mm-hmm.
He led the team in batting average, right? To your point earlier.
293 last year in 105 games.
Would you rather take less extra base hits if you get a guy that could get on base? I don't.
Yeah, I care more about a guy who's in the 2-hole getting on base. Yeah.
You look at that guy and say, boy, go out and hit doubles. Let's get on base. Guys behind you are going to knock you in.
I mean, if you hate him, you shouldn't hate him over his play. That's not a good enough reason to say I hate.
I don't think
this
there's any reason
player.
To hate Pedroia.
Well, I mean, you may not like him. You may not think that, you know, leadership wise, he hasn't done enough, or attitude wise, or the Eck incident, and whatever his involvement was a year ago. There's other stuff, but not the way he's played. Generally speaking, he's been a decent player. Glenn, you're back with us,
Glenn.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey Glenn.
Hey, what's up?
I just got a question. It feels like this move with Hanley is strictly about the Red Sox bottom line, and I'm wondering why in the world anybody should care about the Red Sox bottom line.
Well, if you're the Red Sox, you'd care about it.
No, but why should a fan?
No, fans should not.
Well, I mean, you
I learned this from Beto a long time ago with this team.
You should to some degree, though. Here's why you should care about. You don't care about the bottom line. You don't care about their profits or what they're making. You do have to worry at some point about how much the team has budget-wise, where they want to be in the luxury tax, how much they're spending, because you can kind of predict what they're going to be willing to spend. Just in that sense, you should pay attention to it. That doesn't mean you have to care. That doesn't mean you have to agree with whatever it is they choose to do.
It'd be nice that you would be able to flip him for something, you know, whether it's picks, bodies. Your farm system is depleted. So, I mean, that's an aspect you could look at and say, you know what, down the road, this will help you at some point because you get a chance to get a young player and maybe develop him instead of just eating the money, just another dead money deal. Kind of want something back in return a little bit. Not that anything would equal it, but it'd be nice to get two young players.
You're going to have to eat something, though.
I know. Could eat this fish and chips. Thank you to the driver or whoever bought this and sent it. It says Dan on the receipt. But I'm not sure if that's the driver or the person that ordered it.
Yeah, we don't know
who it is. Dan, thank you, Dan.
If Dan was the one that sent it, thanks, Dan. If Dan was the one that delivered it,
save the intern's life. Save the intern's life.
Whoever it is, whoever Dan is, we offer our thanks.
Poor Shaughnessy. Hey, listen to the show. You guys want some fish and chips? Then clicked on the only thing. I don't know how to use the phone. Put it on my iPad. Order from computer. Put it on the app.
Yeah. Shaughnessy still takes cabs. He said he can't figure out.
So this isn't Dan. Sneaky good point right there.
Still takes cabs.
So it wasn't Dan Shaughnessy.
That's his claim, not ours. Right. Shaughnessy still a cab guy. 617-779-0985. More on Celtics. More on Red Sox. We were talking Patriots when the Hanley news broke. Do you want to get back to that? You have another thought on that?
Yeah.
So you basically think Brady was not showing up no matter what. That's what I gather from you.
Yeah, pretty much.
You don't think that if they had drafted a quarterback, he would have been there. Let's follow up on that as well. Also, the ref report coming up in the 1 o'clock hour.
Sports Hub headlines.
The Boston Red Sox have designated Hanley Ramirez for assignment. That clears a roster spot for Dustin Pedroia, who's been activated off the DL. Sox still on the hook for more than $15 million left on Ramirez's contract this season, unless they find a trade partner in the next week. Otherwise, they're going to have to release him. Red Sox could not complete a sweep of the Rays last night. They lost 6-3. Rick Porcello going just 3 2/3 tonight. They begin a homestand that starts with a 3-game set against the Braves. Eduardo Rodriguez gets the start. Celtics have a chance to close out the Cavaliers tonight in Cleveland. 3-2. The Green are up in the series. Heading into tonight's Game 6, Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell at the call. Starts with the Mimecast Celtics pregame show, 8 o'clock here on 98.5. The Sports Hub. Golden State now down 3-2 after a 98-94 loss in Houston last night. But the Rockets' Chris Paul is going to miss Game 6 tomorrow night with a hamstring strain. Headlines are brought to you by the NCAA Lacrosse Championships at Gillette Stadium, May 26th through the 28th. Visit ncaa.com/lacrosse to get your tickets today. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Are they aliens?
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hanley Ramirez today, DFA'd by the Red Sox, designated for assignment. The team has 7 days to trade him or to cut him loose, and I don't think a trade is going to happen with that guy. Even if the Red Sox were to take on salary, the plate appearances thing still is intact. And the Red Sox want, they're not going to want to eat any of that salary for next year, and I don't think there's going to be any other teams that want to deal with that. If Hanley clears waivers, which he most certainly will, no one's going to claim that deal. He could sign for a prorated minimum. Red Sox would be on the hook for the rest of the $15 million, and he'll have a new team, which he likely will. I mean, that's going to happen. But don't expect a trade. Hanley Ramirez gone. We're keeping an eye on that news all day today. We're taking your calls on that. Also talking about the Celtics. But also on top of that, just throwing this out there, have the Patriots drafted a quarterback this year and used a significant asset to do it? Let's say a quarterback in the first couple of rounds, would Tom Brady have shown up at OTAs? Would he have felt threatened the way he had felt maybe threatened in the past by Jimmy Garoppolo?
See, I think he knew how good Jimmy was. You know, and once you're there and you get around a guy and you can see how he throws it and you can see how he applies himself and how it works in a room, you know, as far as, you know, his ability to absorb the playbook and, you know, talk about defenses. So I think in the back of Tom's mind, he knew how good Jimmy was and it pushed him. We talked about this prior to the draft. If Jimmy Garoppolo was in this draft of quarterbacks that came out in this class, where would he go? He'd be the number one pick overall. Right? I mean, I've heard people argue that.
Without knowing...
Regardless
of... I don't know what you mean.
Meaning, okay, if Jimmy would have been the first player picked, and we know the money that Jimmy makes now, and if you knew that Jimmy was this type of player, he would have gone number one overall instead of Baker Mayfield.
Well, yeah, but he's also been in the NFL for 4 years.
Right. But if you're Brady again, and you've already outlived the Garoppolo part of it, you survived those 4 years, you blew up the plan, they had the plan, who the hell else are they really going to draft that's going to scare you, is my point. I already beat him with Garoppolo. You know, unless they traded up into like the top 20 to get somebody, then that's a real indicator that, hey, we found the next guy and we need to get him ready and get him going. You know, you beat Garoppolo. You won that one. Was Kyle Laletta or Mason Rudolph going to do it for Brady and make him get his ass into camp? I don't think so. Unless it was, you know, top 10, top 20 type pick. And maybe he thinks about it, but I think he might look at it and say, well, what the hell is this kid going to learn in 2 months? I got 2 years left. It's my offense anyway. You know, and I just think that the Lamar Jackson point is just, he wouldn't even run this offense.
So that means he's not going to feel threatened by anybody at any point going forward.
I think Brady, right. I think
those days over for him.
Yeah, because I think he knows it, they know it, that you had the next guy. And I won that one. I made you get rid of that guy.
So if that's true, if he's not going to feel threatened, does that mean you're not going to get the very best out of him the way you have?
No, I think he will, because I think he wants to play good ball.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
So what if next year's offseason rolls around and he only has one season left? If there's no extension, then maybe then he'll feel threatened.
Maybe.
Or maybe then he'll maybe want to show up and be worried about the guy that they
But if you draft a guy next year, he's not going to feel immediately threatened, right?
I mean, you've done it all. How many Super Bowls, the level you're playing at. That'd be different if you're hitting on 60% of your passes.
So what it would indicate, Jim, is that the ability to kind of threaten him and push him with another player.
His play would have to go down.
It's going away the further into this he gets.
Or if they give him a contract extension.
Oh.
To Zoe's point, if he has 2 years left in his deal going into next offseason, he'll feel the same way he felt this offseason, most likely. So why give him the extension if you want him to show up?
If you give him the extension...
I think that's the way Bill's looking at it.
Wait, if you give him the extension, wouldn't that be more of a reason to not feel threatened?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
why would he show up to OTAs next year?
Right, that's true, too.
Yeah.
If they want him to show up, then don't give him an extension.
I'll tell you why. Because he's a guy who's generally committed to whatever's going on. And if he feels like you took care of him, he'll make sure he does everything to be ready.
I think that's the reason.
So then it was about the money this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a part of it. I think it's definitely a part of it.
What is now?
It definitely is an issue. I don't know if it's the number one issue, but it's one of the issues.
What do you mean by it is now, Zo?
Yeah, what do you mean by it is
because
now? Yeah, what does that mean?
Because he's still not there. There are still these outlying circumstances to where, you know, okay, it could be the business, the method, whatever you want to call it, the family time. Hardy's cracked on the family time. Everybody's got families.
Well, because it's just not genuine. We know
it's
not the reason.
Whether it's Butler, blah, 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 it's still, money's part of it, too. I think when athletes use the word appreciated, what did Randy Moss say? Sometimes you just want to ask.
It usually
pat
means
on
money.
The ass. Pat
usually
on my
means
ass.
Money, though.
You know what? You just want your boss to tell you you're doing a good job sometimes. And Randy was always said it's money. You know?
Money. Money is what they equate to the respect or the make you feel good, make you feel happy, all of that.
I mean, I know it's a different team and a different situation, and Garoppolo has to be paid a certain amount.
Yeah.
But don't tell me Brady sits there and that doesn't bug him in some sort. Like, I've had to scratch, you know, from day one, you know, 199th pick. I got to this spot. I've taken team discounts, even though I'm paid handsomely. Even though my wife makes what she makes. You still look at it as the player. My backup for 4 years and took it to 3 Super Bowls is making that much more money than me? That guy's my backup. And you gave. Did you see the owner from down in Atlanta, his comments regarding their quarterback? We know what Matt means to us. He's earned this contract. God never won anything. And you got the richest contract. Wait till the Rodgers money comes in.
Let's grab some of your calls. Mike in the car. Hey,
Mikey.
Mike. Mike, you there? Go ahead.
Yeah. My question is, what's going to happen to the team that acquires Hanley? Who's going to acquire Hanley Ramirez? And what's that going to do for the playoff race?
That's a long time to have Hanley Ramirez in your lineup, a motivated Hanley Ramirez.
Okay, I get what you're saying. I didn't fully understand your question at first. Let's put it like this. What if the Houston Astros think that Evan Gattis is not really cutting it for them, and right now they want to bring in a motivated Hanley Ramirez to add to their lineup, and he gets all sorts of pissed off, and he's locked in, and all of a sudden he goes on a tear? Are we going to enjoy that? No, we're not. We're not going to enjoy that one bit. While the Red Sox pay for him to play for somebody else.
Yankees don't need him.
I was going to say, wait a minute, what if the unthinkable happens? God. Is there room for him on their roster?
Yeah. They're not paying as much as
I don't know their roster as well as maybe I should.
I thought their payroll's, what, $40 million less?
It's not about money. It's about room on the roster.
Well, yeah.
I'm taking a look. Seeing what might where they might be able to fit him in.
That one that would be much worse than Houston. Even though those are the two teams you're fighting, right?
Is Neil Walker still on their roster right now?
Yeah, he hit a home run the other day.
Ah, he sucked though this year. He's had a bad year. That could be a candidate because they've got plenty of infield help. They've got plenty of infielders. So I don't know. Let's maybe consider the worst case scenario. He goes to the Yankees and he tears it up in the Bronx. That's when you really won't like it. And you'll say, could you really not find a spot for him on your roster? Again, I want to hear what Dave Dombrowski says today at 3 o'clock. I want to know if they had a conversation with the player about him not playing much anymore.
Probably.
And he became a problem.
That makes the most sense.
And if that's true, then I'm going to have a hard time arguing with them over that.
He became a problem, but maybe like, yeah, I don't like it, and I don't want it. So just maybe he asked for it.
Peter's in JP. Peter.
Hey, guys. I feel pretty confident about tonight. And a couple of reasons why. One, I think they have more talent than Cleveland, definitely. They have plenty of veterans, and I think their younger players are super confident and get more confident every game, and that would be Tatum, Brown, and Rozier. And then the second point is, I think Brad Stevens will impress upon them. You don't want LeBron James in Game 7. This is the most important game of the year. You know, he's just not going to let them, you know, take the game lightly. And I just think the talent will bear out.
Well, I mean, none of the young players seem to have much confidence on the road. Last weekend, Tatum, Brown, Rozier. Rozier's been not good for two games, but I'll go to your latter point, guys. Last thing we need to win tonight because the last thing you want to see is LeBron James in a Game 7. Because if you're the greatest player in the world, those games elevate you, right? We talk about that with Game 7s. Game 7s in hockey, Game 7s in baseball. Who wants the ball? Who's your guy? Your pitcher? Your ace? Those are spots for the greatest in the world at what they do. And that's the last thing you want to see is LeBron James in a Game 7.
Hey, Hardy, you still using your Amazon Alexa?
Hey.
Yes, I am. We haven't yelled at Alexa lately. Alexa.
Alexa, what time is it?
You may want to check your settings on yours. Make sure it's not creeping on you. Yeah, it's creeping on people again.
Alexa
has a mind of its own.
I don't know that it is.
Yeah. We'll tell you what's going on with the Alexa.
Alexa, order more diapers.
That's next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It is no longer wise to ignore us.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
98.5, The Sports Hub presents another Zolak and Bertrand Memorial Day Flashback. 2017.
If they extended a max contract to Isaiah because Wallach the bird off my after I his.
Oh!
Whoa! Holy moly!
Oh, that guy was so good. He was so good. He was so filthy.
It was all about Wallach.
That guy was so dirty. One of the dirtiest, filthiest prank calls.
It was one of the greatest calls we've ever had to the station.
So funny.
It may be the greatest.
Because Wallach bleeps the perfect bleep out of my bleep.
Perfect delivery. Incorporates a bird with it, what the bird did, what Wallach's mother did to the bird stuff that it did, and where she did it from.
Isaiah, because Wallach the bird off my after I
Holy. Notice how I let him get it all out.
It was smooth.
Yeah.
Try again today. We have a new intern.
I
want to hear it unedited.
To come back here in the control room later.
I'll come back there and listen next break.
It's so good unedited.
Oh, it's so dirty. It's so... And hearing it a second time, I remember exactly what it said now.
Hey, Wallach's gross.
Get the one off my what from his mom? What?
Hardy.
Looking for that woman.
Yuck.
They're coming to Twin River. Middle of the month.
CCR.
Well, Hardy's...
What?
What?
CCR is coming?
This is not Creedence.
Creedence Clearwater Revival?
Yeah.
That's not who this is.
That's Crosby, Stills, and Nash we're listening to.
My bad.
That'd be CSN.
NE.com.
That's so confusing.
Is it NBC Sports?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazon Alexa. Hardy's big fan of the Amazon Alexa.
You're not?
I have one, but I unplugged it probably a year ago when it started squawking at me one day and wouldn't stop talking, and I ripped it out of the wall and hasn't been back in since.
Wow, that's how you take care of your things?
that's how that ended. It's still sitting on the kitchen counter right where it would be plugged in, but I'd had enough of her.
Got them all over the house.
You guys got me one for my birthday. Got them all over the house.
You love them. You're
great.
A big fan.
It's awesome.
Got the tower in one room, and got a dot hooked up to a big speaker in another room. Got dots in the kids' rooms.
What do you mean you got a dot hooked up to a big speaker?
You can hook the Amazon Dot up to a better speaker system.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right.
So that's the one that, like, in the kitchen, dining area, and in the master, we just got the tower, which sounds pretty good. Just wanted, a little music while you're, getting ready in the morning or whatever, and then... The kids, whatever, they don't care.
Well, an Amazon Echo user in Portland, Oregon says she was shocked to learn her Echo recorded a conversation with her husband without them knowing and then sent the audio file to one of his employees in Seattle. Whew, my husband and I would joke and say, I bet these devices are listening to what we're saying, Echo owner Danielle told local news station KIRO7. The news station did not report her last name. She said it happened 2 weeks ago. When the employee called them to say she had received a strange voice recording of them, the person on the other end said, unplug your Alexa devices right now. You're being hacked.
Oh, my God.
The audio recording, including the couple talking about hardwood floors. They said they turned off their multiple Echo smart speakers, contacted Amazon, and spoke to an Alexa engineer who apologized multiple times. Here's what Amazon
probably
said.
Another recording.
Amazon said in a statement, Echo woke up due to a word in the background conversation that sounded like Alexa. Then the subsequent conversation was heard as send message as a request. Amazon said in a statement, at which point Alexa said out loud to whom? At which point the background conversation was interpreted as a name that was in the customer's contact list. Alexa then asked out loud the contact name, right? And then interpreted background conversation as someone saying, right. As unlikely as this string of events is, we are evaluating options to make this case even less likely. I don't buy their explanation of this. So Amazon's admitting that it happened,
So all of a sudden...
But they can go back and they can check the log on your Alexa and see all the prompts and all this stuff. So
you think the log can't be wrong? There can't be a glitch where what it did... never actually occurred?
I think if this were a real problem, it would be happening all over the place.
Right.
Not just this one that was originally not reported by CNN or the Post or the Herald or anything like that. It was Mother Jones. And by the way, the initial reporting on it was so bad, included quotes that didn't make any sense. And when you read about it, they're like, oh, yeah. Now, if you have an Alexa, every once in a while we'll say, play what song? Because you said something that sounds like Alexa. But it's like a back and forth.
Funky Cold Medina.
And in order to send a message, that's like a lot of different prompts.
They must have the volume down really low on the device, too. Because you can have the volume set really low, and the voice you can barely hear in the background.
And Amazon's not denying it happened.
You've never been around, you'll be talking to somebody, and the echo will pop on and be like, I don't know that
kitchen. Yeah, that's why I ripped that thing right out of the wall. Wouldn't stop squawking at me.
Of all the conversations that take place around those things, like...
Shut up already!
Just name it something bizarre. Something that's hard to say.
Yeah, you can give
how
it different
bizarre.
You can give it different names and just name it something bizarre, and how that bizarre. Way you have to say
Alexa.
That keyword to get it to activate.
Alexa, play How Bizarre.
That's so annoying.
I'm just not buying that it's a real problem. Out of all the Alexas that are out there, millions of them now, how many times has this happened?
So it misheard three times during that one little stretch, three different things and three different commands.
No, it didn't mishear anything.
They probably said it. They were talking about someone named Alexa, and then they said something like, I'm going to send them a message.
Yeah.
Send a message to? I'm going to send a message. It's all like, bah, bah, bah.
Talk about our wood floors.
Do you? How many times do you get, like, butt-dialed voicemails?
I do it all the time.
You send them all the time.
I used to get them from Felger once a week.
Right.
Years ago.
That finally stopped.
I don't know what he did to stop that, but I used to get them once a week from him.
The same people that are freaking out about Alexa... and won't have them on in their homes. We got a couple of nuts at this radio station who are like, they're spying on me. I won't do it. These big fraidy cats.
Who says that? You
are in so much more... Shirt and Lieb. Oh, he's all afraid of Alexa. Won't have one in his house. It's like, dude, do you walk around with an iPhone? And somebody really wants to hack you? All they got to do is get into your phone. And can walk around listening and seeing everything all the time. You have two choices. You can either use some cool stuff in your life, or you can walk around afraid all the time and not use any of it. Because once you go down that rabbit, it's like these germaphobes, all these idiots coming down and wiping down everything.
Yeah.
Excuse me, did you touch the door handle to get in here today? Did you touch the door handle outside?
Wipe
which
your
is
rear.
1,000,000,000 times filthier. Than anything
You've
else
obviously
that you're
got
in your...
some pent up rage over something
what
here.
The...
I don't
no, I think the
exposing.
People who freak out about this stuff.
Yeah, a couple shots. Yeah,
it's like
show,
it's
show.
Yeah,
it's
that's
so,
what it feels like.
It's selective freaking out.
I won't have one of those in my house.
Midday Marty over here.
But you walk around with a cell phone on all the time.
Right. And same thing. It's all the same thing.
What? You have experiences with your phone, either butt dialing or getting voicemails, and people don't freak out about that. No, Alexa's spying on you. Oh, get over yourself. You think you're so interesting that someone's spying on you?
I just know that you are a staunch defender of Alexa, and I love you for it.
No, I'm just not afraid of it. I'm not afraid of that.
By
I'm
the
not
way,
afraid
I just
of
tweeted
germs.
Out.
I'm not afraid.
Please enable the 98.5 The Sports Hub skill on your Amazon Echo so that you can listen anytime. It's real easy. Then all you have to say is, Alexa, open 98.5 The Sports Hub, and you start listening to The Sports Hub.
I'm like a huge fan or anything. It's okay. It's fun. Play some music. Big deal.
No, I wouldn't have one of those things in my house.
Okay. That's what you choose to be afraid of?
I'm not afraid of it. I'm just annoyed by it. Is that okay to be annoyed by it?
Annoyed is fine.
And you know me. I love Amazon.
Afraid to put one in your house because I think it's spying on you? I got news for you. You're not that interesting. Don't worry about it.
We're already being spied on, Hardy.
Exactly. Probably.
We already are being spied on. That's happening either way. That's happening either way. So look out, though. You're being spied on now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Aliens.
Get those cameras in your house, the Wi-Fi cameras?
I ain't doing those.
You can hack into those, too, right?
Sure can.
Ooh.
Sure can.
That's how they get... Hey, they position us, too. That's how they get your pin on your cards at gas stations and stuff.
What?
They put those little cameras up to where you can see...
Oh, over the ATM machines and
right
stuff.
Right over the ATM.
Yeah,
that's
why
you got to cover your hand.
Yeah,
I've gotten paranoid with that to where I cover it.
Put your hand over?
That. Yeah, put it over. Dirt.
He learned it on a Facebook post.
Yeah.
He's not afraid of anything.
So, once again,
Mr. Non
Brainiac over here covers it, wraps himself in a death cloak when he's at the ATM, but leaves his car unlocked.
I do.
Yes, I know.
I do.
With your wallet in it. You've said it on the air before.
I'm going to lock it now.
Okay.
I bet it doesn't work from here.
Good
luck.
Sure does.